Thanks for starting your day with us. Weekends with Ken on CJAD 800.
Alice, what was your response? Who are the Danes? That is not correct. How much is that going to cost you, Alice? $8,301. That leaves you with $599. Deandra, congratulations. With $3,299, you're our new Jeopardy champion. We will see you Monday for more Jeopardy. Have a great weekend.
I bet she's having a great weekend. Deandra is the current Jeopardy champ, and she's on the phone for a chat. Good morning.
Good morning, Ken. How are you?
I'm very good. What kind of a weekend are you having?
A great one, a very exciting one. Not a lot of sleep, I have to admit, but it's all good. Oh. Yeah.
Deandra, take me inside. Where did you watch Friday's show?
Big shout out to Giuliano Sports Bar in Laval. So I had a watch party with my friends, family, and coworkers, and it went really, really well. It was a really, really fun night. No matter how I did, it was going to be fun. Like the crowd we really got into it. It was really, really fun. The staff was really accommodating and even they got into it. So I'm forever grateful to Mary and everyone at Giuliano's. Yeah.
And of course, like I've spoken to other Montrealers who've been on Jeopardy. I had Vince on the show a couple of times already.
Yes.
And of course, you know, when you're on, like you're sworn to secrecy, right? I mean, you can't let the cat out of the bag. People have to discover it as they watch the show. Exactly, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, for work purposes, I know that some of the other contestants told their jobs because it is a pretty good excuse to be off work. but luckily, I was able to say, well, I'm going on a family vacation, which is true. We did tour LA after the taping.
Right.
In my case, I had actually told them after the fact when I came back. But as far as the results. The content of the categories, you can't really say anything.
So, what was it like the gang at the bar saw Final Jeopardy? A big cheer must have went out.
Oh, it was because it was a nail biter of a Final Jeopardy. We were all close; like it could have been anyone's game.
Yeah.
I bet somewhat strategically because I was like, well, they're neck and neck; they might just bet it all. So maybe I'll just bet a little bit to have a chance at this. And it turned out to work in my favor.
Yeah. Deandra, I asked Vince this question, too, a couple of weeks ago when I had him back on. We were talking about the Masters tournament. And I asked him about, you know, what would make me really nervous? One of the many things that would make me really nervous being on the show and competing is when I have to decide and do the math and the arithmetic about how much I should bet. I mean, how much time do you actually get in real time to sort of make that? And Vince seemed to tell me that, you know, it's not the 2 minute commercial break that we see on the show. It can be a little longer than that, right?
The producers are very, very accommodating on that. Usually I would say it's about 5 minutes, okay. A little longer if you need just a little more time to do the calculations, because we're not even giving calculators. Like, it's very old school with a pen and paper. I was doing, you know, like the subtraction with the carry, the one and everything. But if ever you need more time, you can, you politely ask and they will usually allow you to give just a reasonable amount of time to make your wager.
I was so nervous watching the show on Friday. I was looking for little signals to see how you did. Like when you first came buzzed in with your first answer, I said to my wife, oh, she sounds really assertive. She's sounding really good. That was a good sign. And then when you went into the first commercial break, I said, she's holding her own. That's great.
It was. Honestly, like I have been a little nervous all week, even though I know how it went. Just because it's also seeing other people's reactions.
Yeah.
That was what, you know, and seeing myself on TV, that's another thing too, which it didn't turn to be as bad as I thought it was.
Well, you know, I applaud two thumbs up for your choice of the blazer. It looked great.
Thank you.
With Deandra D'Alessio, she is the current Jeopardy champ. She's going to be back on the show on Monday. When it comes to being on the show and this long journey to get on the show, was it always your idea to try to get on the show, or did someone come along one day and say, you know what, you should go on Jeopardy?
A little bit of both, honestly.
Yeah.
I myself have wanted to try out since I was eligible, which in, like, because for Canadians, I don't think we're allowed to go to the high school or college championships, right, even though I've been watching since I was about a preteen. But as soon as I was maybe in my mid-20s, I'd say, mm-hmm, and there was the Anytime test, I was like, okay, I'll give this a shot and see where it goes.
You know, I wanted to ask you, Deandra, is it intimidating when you first step onto that stage? And how early do you get onto that stage before the actual taping starts? Because I imagine it can be a little intimidating with the surroundings and the look and the lights and the cameras.
Well, we have quite a bit of time on the stage before our taping. They tape 5 episodes a day.
Right.
In my case, I could tell you that I was the very last group of those 5 episodes, right, like that last group of 3, because I was facing off against the current champion, Jesse, mm-hmm, and Alice Cicciora. And so basically what happened was... before that, like the morning of, it's sort of rehearsal. So we sit together in the this is before the audience comes in.
Right.
We're there, the producers, the crew is there, and we sort of have like a mock run. So we prepare for the game. We like take turns on the buzzers, like stand on the podium. Actually, you don't see, there's a lot you don't see, including how we all kind of seem at an even level, and there's like behind the podiums, there's like a little
platform
yeah, that adjusts. So me being about 5'4", I had to have a little bit more adjustment than others, but it was perfectly fine. Yeah.
I wanted to mention, because I'm always observing these little details on the show, and a lot of times after Final Jeopardy, the winning player is very happy, but the other two contestants just kind of stare straight ahead. They don't really you don't see a lot of exchanges. But Jesse actually walked out from behind his platform and gave you a big hug, didn't he?
Yes, awesome. So sweet. Yeah, Jesse's a riot. And like he was very he was very gracious.
In defeat. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So, which was really sweet, and I'm happy that they caught that in at the end of the taping. When I was like at the end of the episode, I was like, "Look, everybody, look at the TV, look at the hug."
Yeah, it was rare. You rarely see that at the end of the show.
Yeah, but there is a lot of camaraderie, especially our tape date. We were very close, and to this day, we still talk to each other. So,
oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Monday, who are you watching the show with on Monday?
Monday, again, I will have a watch party again, but it'll be a little more scaled down.
Okay. Did you have to pick up the tab at the bar on Friday?
I did not.
That's great. I'm sure so many people are proud of you. I tweeted about it as soon as you won on Friday, and I had a chat with Caroline on Friday night over at CTV Montreal, who didn't see the results of the show, so I filled her in on Friday because she did an update on the late news on Friday about your
win.
So listen, this is just a great story, and I hope you have a great match again tomorrow, and thanks for taking the time to chat with us.
Thank you so much.
That's Deandra D'Alessio. She's the current Jeopardy champ. She's back on representing Montreal, as they say on the show, from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. and we wish you well tomorrow. That's quite the just making it on the show is great. And to win, that's something else. That's great.